कुन्तमूर्ध्ना प्रणिपत्यया च भवन्तमेकान्तमियन्तमर्थम् अविस्मृतिस्त्वच्चरणारविन्दे। भवे भवे मेस्तु भवत्प्रसादा। मुकुंदमाला स्तोत्र महाराज कुरुशेखर स्प्रिंग। ओ लॉर्ड मुकुंदा, मूर्धना प्रणिपत्य, आई बो डाउन माय हेड टू यू, याचे, आई बेग, आई पेटिशन यू, भवन्तमेकान्तम्, भवन्तम् इट्स रिस्पेक्टफुल सेकंड पर्सन एड्रेस, ओ ओ रेवरेंड वन, ओ ग्लोरियस भवन्त, एकांतम्, ओनली वन थिंग आई आस्क फ्रॉम यू, इयन्तमर्थम्, दिस इज व्हाट आई वांट माय लॉर्ड, अविस्मृतिस्त्वच्चरणारविन्दे, अविस्मृति, विस्मृति इज फॉरगेटफुलनेस, अविस्मृति इज नॉट फॉरगेटिंग, त्वच्चरणारविन्दे, योर लोटस फीट, भवे भवे, इवन इफ आई हैव टू टेक बर्थ अगेन एंड अगेन इन दिस वर्ल्ड, भवे भवे मेस्तु भवत् प्रसाद, दिस इज द प्रसाद, दिस इज द मर्सी दैट आई आस्क फ्रॉम यू माय डियर लॉर्ड। सो जनरली when people go to God, they ask for relief from very many different worldly things, or for fulfillment of certain desires. Krishna says, "Artho jivyasu rathathi anjani," the four kinds of people who come to him. Now, those who are distressed, those who are inquisitive, those who are in knowledge, and those who are in desires of wealth. Krishna says later, this is 7.16, and he says that if these four kinds of seekers are fortunate, then they come to a level described in 7.19 where they understand Bahunam Janminam Ante Jnanavan Mam Prapadyate Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samahatma Sudurlabha. So they understand after many lifetimes that Vasudeva Sarvamiti, that Vasudev is everything, that he is the embodiment and the fulfillment of all our desires, and there is nothing higher than him. Those who understand this are most fortunate, and for them the path to life's supreme success, to eternal life and eternal happiness is straight and clear. In fact, they have already attained it. It's only a matter of time that they will be elevated to the spiritual world. Now, Kulashekhar Maharaj in his prayer is demonstrating this realization. Vasudeva Sarvamiti. So there's nothing other than Vasudeva, and that's why he's saying, I want nothing other than just you, my dear Lord. Now Krishna is not a possession that we can have physically. Krishna is spiritual, and he is a benediction that we get spiritually in our consciousness as a constant presence, as a constant remembrance. So he is requesting here, Kulashekhar Maharaj is requesting that, my dear Lord, let me remember you always. And this is the only thing that I want. Ekantam yantam artham. This is the only thing. I don't want anything else, my Lord. And he states further that actually, when he's asking for this, he's making a specific desire, avismrutesh. So, smriti is remembrance. Vismriti, sometimes when the prefix V comes, the original word becomes emphasized, or sometimes it becomes cancelled. So here, it becomes cancelled. So vismriti means forgetfulness. Now, Kulashekhar Maharaj's request is putting one more prefix before that. A. So, it is a vismriti. So, smriti is remembrance, vismriti is forgetfulness, and a vismriti is not forgetfulness. So, it's interesting that he's not using the word smriti. Please give me your smriti, my dear Lord. He's saying, give me your a vismriti. In this world, actually, we tend to forget Krishna again and again and again. Even when we hear about Krishna repeatedly, even when we speak about Him also, even when we spiritualize our consciousness, still the tendency is to forget Him. So, by using the double negative, that means smriti, vismriti, avismriti. It's a double negative. By using the double negative, the positive is emphasized in a rhetorical or a literary way. And he's saying, this is forgetfulness is something which I am very fearful of, my Lord. I don't want this forgetfulness. Please give me your constant remembrance. Save me from forgetfulness. When we are able to remember Krishna constantly, then that remembrance lifts us above bodily consciousness. That remembrance raises us above worldly desires and worldly anxieties. That remembrance of Krishna connects us with Him and helps us understand how best we can act in our life. Thus, the remembrance of Krishna is our greatest strength. When we remember Krishna, and even if anxieties come, the remembrance of Krishna acts like a shock absorber, which minimizes the impact of the anxieties and the miseries, because we feel internally sheltered. Yes, things are going wrong, things are falling apart, but still, internally, Krishna is there with me. Feel His presence and His remembrance, and that gives us shelter. Similarly, when we are tempted in this world, at that time, if we remember Krishna, then we get a higher happiness, and that higher happiness protects us from temptations. And when we are bewildered in life, not knowing what to do, at that time, if we remember Krishna and call out to Him, then Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam Yenamam Upayanti Te. Krishna gives us the intelligence by which we can find out how to move ahead in life. So, whatever we need to do in life, all of it we can achieve if we are able to remember Krishna. Now, we may not be able to achieve all that we want to do. But we get enormously empowered by the remembrance of Krishna, far greater than what is possible in our normal capacity. Therefore, if we get an opportunity to remember Krishna, then that is a great blessing, and we should cherish and relish that blessing. And Krishna manifests as the holy name to give us blessing of that sort. So, Krishna, so whenever we are doing, practicing bhakti yoga and trying to remember Krishna, at that time we can call out, Krishna, give me your remembrance. Krishna, this is all that I want. Kulashekhar Maharaj is so confident that the remembrance of Krishna can counter all miseries, that he is saying that I can accept even worldly existence. Bhave bhave mestu. Even if I do not get liberated, even if I am in material existence, again in future lifetimes, but if I am able to remember you, then I am fortunate. Then I am as if liberated because I am in your presence. And therefore, he says, this is what I want, the only thing that I want. Avismatishtva charanar. Let there be never any forgetfulness of your lotus feet, my Lord. Thank you.